Relax. Close your eyes. Lie back and listen to your breathing as it slows, slows, slows. Feel yourself go deeper and deeper into that suggestible state as your muscles all relax and you now melt down into your bed. By the time I count down to zero, you'll be fully into that relaxed, suggestible state of mind. Five, your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier. Four, your breathing's getting slower and slower. Three, the world around you is fading away. Two, you're getting deeper and closer to that comfortable, suggestible state. One, until you find yourself there. In a moment, you'll be using revisualization techniques to explore the way some events from your memory affect your mood. You'll need to pick two events from your memory. One which made you feel a particular mood, and one which made you feel very unlike that particular mood. If you're studying happiness, you want the event which made you very unhappy, and the second one which made you very happy. If you haven't already chosen a couple of events, take your time to think of two events now. I'm sure they'll come to you quite soon. Clear your mind and begin to imagine the scene in which the first event happened. Have time frozen and begin to place objects around the scene as they were when this event happened. Concentrate for a few moments on each of the objects in the scene, its colours and textures, how it's laid out in the room. Concentrate on where all the people are, how they're dressed, how they're posed. Visualise each element in the scene as strongly as you can, imagining each in detail, with time still frozen. Remember to place yourself in the scene, examine how you're sat or stood, how you're dressed, the expression on your face. Now drift slowly into your body in the scene and allow it to begin to play over and over again in a loop. Watch from your own point of view as the events unfold. Visualize them strongly, vividly, just concentrating on what happened, what you saw, what you heard, what you smelt, how it felt. As you continue to let the event play over and over and over and over again in your mind, begin to notice how that event is changing your mood, the way it affects the way you feel. As the events play, pay attention to the way it changes your brain, the way it feels to experience the mood which these events are producing in your head. As the scene plays over and over, drift away from your mind, but hold on to the mood it's induced in you. Examine that mood. Try to remember the way it feels. Associate it with a sound or a picture. Try and fix it in your mind so you can recall it at will. Now clear your mind once more and begin to imagine the scene in which the second event happened. Have time frozen and begin to place objects around the scene as they were when this event happened. Concentrate for a few moments on each of the objects in the scene, its colours, its shape, its texture, how it's laid it out in the room, how the room is positioned, where all the people are, how they're dressed, how they're posed. Visualize each element in the scene as strongly as you can. Imagine each detail vividly with time still frozen. Place yourself in. Expression on your face. Then drift slowly into your body in the scene and allow it to begin to play. Over and over and over and over and over again. Watch it from your own point of view as the events unfold. Visualize them strongly, vividly. Concentrate on what happened, what you saw and heard and smelt, how it felt. As you continue to let the event play over and over and over again in your mind, begin to notice how that event is affecting your mood. The way it changes the way you feel. Pay attention to the way the events affect your brain, the way it feels to experience the mood which those events are producing in your mind. Play the event over and over again, concentrating on how it makes you feel. Let the scene drift from your mind, but hold on to the mood it's induced in you. Examine that mood. Remember the way it feels. Associate it with a sound or a picture. Try to fix it in your mind so you can recall it later. Really vividly remember. Now recall the first mood. And remember how it feels for a moment. Then recall the second mood and remember how that felt for a moment. Compare the two moods, how they feel. Notice how easily you can recall one or the other, how your ability to do so has improved. Push your mind backwards and forwards between the moods at will. Soon you'll fall asleep and dream. And in your dreams you'll have better perception and control of your mood. And when you wake, you'll find that control and awareness in your waking life too. But for now, just drift.